I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
Then you want Dave Hodges.
The Common Sense Show. You can't dodge the Hodge.
Welcome to hour number two of the Common Sense Show, coming to you proudly on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And our special guest the first hour was Brian Sussman. He's agreed to continue because we just have too many important things to cover. He's the author of a new best-selling book called Climategate, talk show host in San Francisco with a background in meteorology. And before we get into the big one, Brian, let me ask you, and I always am curious, what was your point of entry into this debate on this scam called global warming?
I've always kind of had a nose for a scam, and it began with Earth Day. I remember coming home, and I talk about this in the book Climategate. I remember coming home from school during the first Earth Day, and my dad looked at that silly Earth Day button I had pinned to my chest, and he had some choice words for me. He said, you're celebrating the Earth? What are you doing? And so I took the pin off, and I thought, okay, yeah, why am I doing this? It wasn't until many years later that I realized that April 22nd, Earth Day, is also Lenin's birthday. Wow. And as I did some more research on that, I realized that the guys who were responsible for founding Earth Day, Paul Ehrlich, a guy named Dennis yes. Hayes, and Senator Gaylord Nelson, these were all leftists. Dennis Hayes, the founder of Earth Day, who remains the founder, by the way, to this day. I mean, he's the president of the Earth of International Earth Day. This guy was so disgusted by the United States back when he was in college in the 60s that he had to leave the country because, quote, I just had to get away from there, man. So he was a huge leftist. Paul Ehrlich still teaches on the Stanford campus.
Yes.
He is John Holdren, Barack Obama's handpicked science and technology advisor. Paul Ehrlich and John Holdren are best buds, professionally speaking. They've written numerous books together. Paul Ehrlich is a Malthusian, and when I started reading all this, I thought, okay, wait a second. What's really going on here? So Earth Day became a prime feature for me. Then in the mid-90s, I signed on to a petition regarding the Kyoto Protocol. It was a petition called the Leipzig Petition, and it just said, listen, in the face of scientific uncertainty, we shouldn't go ahead with the protocols being put forth by Kyoto. It would not be smart. The science is just uncertain. I signed that book, and holy hell broke loose as I was receiving calls from quote-unquote journalists all over the country saying, why would you, a highly regarded TV meteorologist, sign on to a protocol like this? And it wasn't just the interviews that they were conducting with me. It was the name-calling, and it was the attacks from mainstream journalists upset because I signed a little petition saying I was skeptical regarding global warming. That's when I knew, Dave, there was something bigger at play here. That was in the mid-90s, and I started dedicating huge chunks of my life into researching this. And then finally, come about to 2005 with that particular energy bill that was passed by the House and the Senate and then signed by President Bush, and I saw what was in that bill. That's when I realized, okay, there's something far deeper at play here. And it put me into a course of investigation that concluded with the book Climategate just this last April 22nd.
Well, I find your book title to be very interesting because it also is the title of an event which really let people know what a facade and what a fraud this is, and that was the Climategate email situation where hackers got into proponents, scientists who were proponents of global warming, and found that they were trying to cover up the fact that the mean temperature of the Earth has actually declined in the last 15 years.
Yeah, this was essentially the capstone to my investigation, because all of the characters noted in these damning emails from the University of East Anglia in the UK, where they keep the temperature records for the world, all of the characters involved in these emails were already people that I'd been researching for the book. So that was a very, very capstone moment for me, Dave.
Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be back with Brian Sussman after a word from our sponsors, and I promise we'll get to that topic of depopulation.
Of every man.
today in America, you are facing threats of bank holidays, currency devaluation, confiscation of funds by lawyers and various government entities. We at Panama Legal Offshore Law Firm based in Guatemala have offshore solutions. For instance, we can form an anonymous Hong Kong corporation for you, get you a bank account, a $1 trillion Hong Kong bank that'll let you own 10 different currencies in your account. If one or two currencies go down, the others will go up. You'll have no Hong Kong taxes, strong bank secrecies, no tax treaty with the USA, no need to go to Hong Kong, access your funds online from anywhere in the world, and you can even get an anonymous Visa card without your name on it or in the script through us. So come visit us at PanamaLaw.org. That's www.PanamaLaw, one word, PanamaLaw.org. And you can chat with us on Skype or use our encrypted chat and discuss your needs. Thank you.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then freetoprosper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit freetoprosper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit freetoprosper.com today.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Brian Sussman, meteorologist, media personality, talk show host, author of ClimateGate. Brian, there's not a whole lot it seems like you're not doing, but I promised the audience now the last two breaks we would get to depopulation. I just got an email from a listener, said, okay, Dave, it's time to get on with it. So I'm not going to frame the question because I don't want to color your answer. But what is your view, and I'm trying to remember, what was the phrase you used about population de-develop?
Yeah, I'll take you to the foreword of my book, and I'm just going to read a little quote from John Holdren. And again, John Holdren is Obama's hand-picked director of the White House Office of Science and Technology Policy. This is a guy who used to be a professor at Stanford. He's written a lot of books with a guy named Paul Ehrlich, and I'll connect those dots in just a moment. But Holdren wrote, a massive campaign must be launched to restore a high-quality environment in North America and to de-develop the United States. Resources and energy must be diverted from frivolous and wasteful uses in overdeveloped countries to fulfilling the genuine needs of underdeveloped countries. This effort must be largely political. So in other words, these elites look at the United States and say, it's just not fair. These people have such a high standard of living, and the lights flip on whenever they want them to, and they've got their cars, and they've got their iPods, and they've got all of this. The elites look at that and they say, that's just not fair. We need to de-develop the United States, and we need to make sure that underdeveloped countries are given the opportunity that we have been given. And he also said in that quote, this effort must be largely political. Again, these people are using the environment as a handle, the way Karl Marx tried to use the us versus them, you know, economic war. They're using the environment as a handle to transform society, to transform the world, to transform the economy, to bring about global socialism, Marxism, Leninism, whatever you want to call it. It's a very dangerous plan that they have, and they're moving forward at breakneck speed. Let me also just go to Paul Ehrlich for a second, because John Holdren, Barack's science advisor, the guy who wants to de-develop the United States, he is a prolific writing buddy with Paul Ehrlich. And Paul Ehrlich has said that a cancer is an uncontrolled multiplication of cells. The population explosion of planet Earth is an uncontrollable multiplication of people. We must shift our efforts from treatment of the symptoms to cutting out of the cancer. The operation will demand many apparently brutal and heartless decisions. So at the end of the day, Holdren and Ehrlich and others think there are too many people on planet Earth and they need to be culled out by a cancer. So war doesn't bother them, pestilence doesn't bother them, disease, even non-breeding homosexuals doesn't bother them at all, because at the end of the day, they don't want as many people on the planet. The problem with people on the planet isn't that there are too many of them, it's just that we have a management problem. And for millions and millions and millions of people on this planet, they live in countries that are run by dictators and thugs and warlords, or in some cases there's no government at all. That's the problem. If they would employ the principles of liberty upon which our country was founded on, which suddenly we're not using very much anymore, they would find that they could manage they would have governments that could handle the needs of their people very, very well.
You know, I can remember Earth Day 1970.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the day clearly.
Yeah.
And I remember my older sister telling me what a bunch of crap it was, and I asked one of my biology instructors, I said, well, what does this mean for us? And he said, means you're going to have to get by with less.
Wow.
And boy, I mean, talk about far-reaching. And I thought, well, what do you mean less? Well, you're going to have to drive less. Well, at the time, what was gas? 30, 40 cents a gallon?
Mm-hmm.
So that was inconceivable to people at the time.
Yeah.
But I look at it now, and I look back in time and the 40 years that have passed, and I'm just stunned how far we've come.
Yes, it's amazing. Just last week or the week before, I wrote an article about this at AmericanThinker.com. There was a Good Job, Green Jobs conference, and it was put on by the federal government. Nancy Sutley, Barack Obama's one of his environmental czars, was at this meeting. She gave a presentation at a seminar that had to do with efficiency. And in this, I read the brochure from the seminar. It basically said the cheapest energy you will ever use is the energy you never use. And the whole goal of this seminar was to continue to bring forth ways in which the people of the United States of America would be forced to use less energy. And one of those ways is by higher prices, or by just no alternatives going forward. So again, we're going to have 100 more people on planet in the United States by 2050. There are no plans for any nuclear reactors to be built here. There are no plans for any more drilling of oil underneath our own soil. There are a lot of smaller refineries in this country that would love to expand to get greater market share, as well as larger ones. The environmentalists shut those down every time they can. All they have in place for us is to squeeze us and make us be more like the other countries on the planet.
Global socialism.
Yes, that's the goal. That is the absolute goal. And at the end of the day, you know, you start to read the Senate Energy Bill. It's scary because it talks a lot about international law. And I'm sorry I didn't bring this up earlier, but the Senate Energy Bill talks a lot about international environmental law. Now, Dave, if we're going to have international environmental law, that means we have to have an international police force to monitor the law. That means we have to have an international court to punish those who break the law, and we're going to have international prisoners to house those found guilty. Do you see where we're headed here?
Seeing the establishment
of... faster than we can believe,
yeah.
And a big part of this is the environment, and that's why I wrote this book, Climategate, and I've gone out on a limb here to talk about things that are verboten in some circles, but Dave, somebody's got to do this. I'm willing to take the hits, because I will stand for the truth.
You know, in my unit I taught in my sociology class that just ended that final week, I actually had another professor come in and sit in on two of the classes. And she said, why do you want me there? And I said, as a witness. I said, academic freedom's going the way of the dinosaur. And let me back up 5 or 6 years and tell you about a conference I went to on behalf of my college district. And we sat down with the good folks of Arizona State University as they were announcing the rollout of their undergraduate and graduate degree programs on sustainability. And one of the things they said, and this I've never forgotten this, you people, meaning us, the instructors, have an obligation to stop teaching about American exemplarence and have us join in to the community of the world under the banner of going green.
Well,
that's a mouthful, isn't it? American exemplarance. In other words, we're like every other two-bit, tin-horn dictator nation that's out there. That's what they want me to teach.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
This is what they were calling for.
Wow.
And here they have a whole academic program. A whole academic program, Brian, based on the fiction of global warming. I mean, let's back up for a second. Perhaps we should have started the show with this, but my listening audience is well-versed on this topic. But let's just go back to the beginning. First of all, isn't it true that mankind only contributes about 4% to CO2, and there's no real link, causal link between CO2 and global warming?
Yeah. The Earth's atmosphere, you divide it up, CO2 is 38 thousandths of the Earth's atmosphere, and of that 38 one-thousandths, mankind, according to the Department of Energy, produces only 3% of the 38 thousandths. That's all we produce, 3%. There's no way that that 3% could be driving the entire atmosphere of the world. There's just absolutely no way. And I try to really make that simple to understand in the book ClimateGate. But you're right. I mean, just common sense would tell you, okay, wait a second. There's absolutely no way. Plus, the other thing you have to remember is that just like we have a water cycle, and I think everybody can look back to their junior high science and they remember the water cycle, we also have a carbon cycle. It just takes longer than the water cycle. Carbon is constantly being recycled. It's in rocks. It's on the seabed. It's in the air. It's in the trees. Anything decomposing is emitting carbon dioxide back into the atmosphere. There's this constant cycle that takes place with CO2. So it's not like we're adding any more into the overall atmosphere. It's already here. We're just, you know, part of the overall cycle. These volcanoes that have been blowing recently, like the one in Iceland, they exude much more CO2 than mankind probably ever has. But again, that's just part of the cycle. That's exactly what happens. And we do know interest, well, there's a lot we don't know. For example, when Mount Pinatubo blew in the early 90s, the temperature of the Earth cooled for about 18 months because of all the particulate placed in the atmosphere. There was also a ton of CO2 that was injected into the atmosphere, but then suddenly, as the temperature fell over planet Earth for about 18 months, CO2 levels around the Earth, also around the world, also fell. To this day, no one can explain why they shot upward and then fell steeply downward. Well, this is a part of the carbon cycle we just don't understand, and the Earth has its mechanisms for handling this kind of thing, and we're just really not going to impact the Earth's climate as people on the planet.
We give ourselves too much credit?
Yes, we do. Absolutely, and again, this is another one of those hooks that they're using to try eventually drive us towards this global socialist state that they all envision, because, hey, Dave, all of us want clean air. We all want clean water. My gosh, I love the outdoors. I'm a guy, I surf on a regular basis. A couple weeks I'll be hunting. I love the outdoors. I want it to be pristine. But at the same time, give me a break. CO2, a pollutant? No, it's a necessary ingredient for life. It's a fertilizer.
Well, when your goal is wealth redistribution, it's not about being clean, it's about the transfer of wealth.
Yes.
Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be back with Brian Sussman after this.
Don't you cry no more.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Our guest is Brian Sussman, and we're talking about the scam that is global warming and what the power brokers in the world have planned for you. You know, Brian, what this reminds me of a little bit is the days of feudalism, where the serfs who lived on the feudal manor would raise meager crops, give them all to the lord, the vassal, the king, and they would get back a pittance to survive on. Is that kind of what we're looking at here for energy?
It's amazing. Isn't it funny how the world and its history just repeats itself? And this is, in many ways, what we're seeing. It's the new version of that old story. The elites will have themselves completely insulated from all the troubles that we, the people, will be experiencing unless we can take this government back. It is also interesting when you start to see all of the people that are in the pipeline to just score big bucks off of this global warming scam. And it truly is a scam. Al Gore, I'm going to be, as I mentioned to you in the first hour, I believe, I'm going to be meeting with hundreds of people tomorrow in Monterey to greet Al Gore as he comes to speak at the Panetta Institute in Monterey, California. And my point is, this man is a fraud. He's a charlatan. He's hoodwinked so many people in America. He's essentially been able to steer government policy towards a global warming condition that they believe is undeniable, and they also believe is unstoppable, even though there is no consensus, even though the science is junk. But why is he doing this? It's because he and so many others stand to make money. His friends in the Congress and the elite of the world will have great power over the rest of us. That's why they're doing this. This has nothing to do with the environment. It has to do with changing the way in which we all live on this planet.
How high up does this conspiracy to do this power grab go?
It goes through. It goes right through the top of the food chain, and you have and it goes certainly beyond the hallowed halls of Congress and even the executive branch. When you look at some of the powerful players, the George Soroses of the world, and the Goldman Sachs of the world, and some of the gigantic corporations like GE and Microsoft, and now even Google, how much they stand to make off of all of this. And these people are ruthless power brokers. These people don't care about you. They don't care about me. They care about one thing, their company's bottom line, but more importantly, their success, both now and in the future as well. So that's what they have planned here. And I really got lucky as I was researching this book. I got off the air from my local program in San Francisco, and I was pointing a finger at a venture capitalist group called Kleiner Perkins. Kleiner Perkins is the venture group that brought eBay public, and I think they even brought Google public. I have that in my book. But they're big players and very, very wealthy individuals. Al Gore became a partner of Kleiner Perkins, and I was saying on the air one night, one day, with all of Al Gore's ties to Kleiner Perkins and some of these other venture capital firms, he stands to make millions of dollars off of global warming. I concluded the broadcast, and I received a phone call from a friend of mine who I only know from a charity. He's just a guy I know from this charity, and he's a very giving guy. I also knew that he used to be a Green Beret, and we used to have lots of talks about the military, and it's just a fun guy to be around, but I didn't know what he did for a living. He said, "Brian, I heard you talking about Al Gore and Kleiner Perkins. I just want to let you know, I'm pretty tied in to the venture capital community, and what you said about Al Gore is wrong. He's not going to make millions. He's going to make billions with a B. And I'm going to sit down with you over coffee, and I'm going to give you a stack of documents, and I'm going to blow the lid off this thing for you." So I sat down with my friend, who I called Dave in the book, and we sat down at a Starbucks near the Apple headquarters in Cupertino, and he handed me a stack of documents, and he said, "This is all. None of this is private. None of this is top secret. This is all stuff you'll be able to find on the internet. I'm just saving you about a year's worth of research." And I was shocked as I started to see the dots being connected, and these power brokers are so powerful, and Al Gore is tied into all of them. But what shocked me even more is we don't know a lot about Barack Obama, but I can tell you this. When the Chicago Climate Exchange was founded, this will be the organization that will be able to trade carbon credits here in the United States of America. When this thing was founded, Barack Obama was actually involved. He wasn't elected to anything. He was a member of the Joyce Commission, the Joyce Foundation, I should say. And as a voting member and a director of the Joyce Foundation, he had a vote in whether or not the Chicago Climate Exchange would be formed, in part by the Joyce Foundation. Barack Obama was there at its very conception. This guy is so well placed. And this guy, even going back to how Al Gore and Goldman Sachs and so many others are going to be able to make untold billions, Barack Obama was there. And that blew my mind when I first found out about this. I think it's become a little bit more well known now, thanks to Glenn Beck. But I was the first to key in on this, and I'm just shocked to know these power brokers and how well-placed they are, and their friends all over the world, people in very, very high places who look at the rest of us as a bunch of peons who they could crush with their heel. So, listen.
Unfortunately, they can. They have that power.
Yes, they do. It's right.
One of the questions I was going to ask later, but it's come up now. I'm sure that you and Glenn Beck look under your hood occasionally. There's big money here.
Yes, no, there is, and I'm blowing the lid off of it, and I'm just one guy who wrote a book, and I'm nothing to these people. But it is a bit disconcerting. There's no question about that, and I do make sure that when I travel, I've got some pretty well-equipped people around me.
I hear you, but when we come back, I want to talk about what we can do about this. That's the point of the show. And so when we come back with Brian Sussman, we'll hear his ideas on how we can turn this back if we can. Stay tuned, everybody.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Our guest is Brian Sussman, and we're talking about, once again, the scam that is global warming and what lies ahead for us, along with smart grids and all of the other niceties that the global elite have planned for us to separate us from our money and perhaps even from our lives. And, Brian, before we get into what we can do, I wanted to mention that I had, I don't know if you've heard of Catherine Austin Fitch. She was the number two person in HUD and a former partner of Dillon and Reed. And she came on this show, and she was talking about Agenda 21 loosely. She's formed a group called the Solari Group, which is about sustaining your own lifestyle locally and not participating in the corporate grid. But she said something very, very fascinating to me. She thought things like the swine flu vaccine, which we stopped from going widespread, she thought that was a plan for depopulation. Do you think we're likely to see that kind of scheme, whether it be a war, a virus, a bad vaccine? Do you think it's headed to this, to call out the population?
Well, you have to remember who's in the White House and the people surrounding this guy. We've never had, and we can criticize past administrations, but we've never had absolute far out to the left people in the White House and the West Wing like we have now. I mean, these people are true believers in a global government. These people are true believers in de-developing the United States. They're true believers in the fact that they believe we have too many people on planet Earth, and sometimes radical things need to be done to reduce the population. As I described earlier in that direct quote from Paul Ehrlich, population bomb author, population explosion author, guy who teaches at Stanford to this day and has not changed his tune one iota. So again, these people see people on the planet as a problem. These people see people on the planet as a sore. And yes, they would love to find ways to get rid of us. In fact, now again, somebody listening right now might say, my God, I can't believe what I just heard that guy say. Well, in my book, I talk about this. In the book Climategate, again, this is a book about the climate, but it's so much more than that because I tell you why they're doing this to us. I quote from Holdren, Barack Obama's science advisor, and Paul Ehrlich, his Holdren's former writing buddy, about how they talked about, they mused about maybe adding sterilants into the water systems so that people would suddenly not be able to produce extra kids. You know, they thought maybe that would be a gentle way of going forward with their zero population plan. So, you know, even with this health care bill that's been passed, certainly we're going to see larger numbers of our old people, larger percentage of our elderly population dying early. This is just something that's going to happen because of this health care bill as they ration health care to the elderly.
Do you think the death panel stories then are going to be true?
Absolutely, because if you think about what they want to do with our Medicare patients, I mean, they're going to be reducing the cost of Medicare. They're going to be reducing the Medicare budget. Okay, so you tell me, how is that going to affect our older people? They're going to be seeing a reduction in medical care available to them via charts and graphs and bureaucracy that say, you're at this particular age, you can't have this particular treatment. You're at this age, we can't do this for you, etc. But look what they've been doing in this country for the last several decades. We have an abortion policy that oftentimes includes abortion on demand. We've seen tens of millions of babies eliminated from the United States alone via these kind of policies. You look at these wealthy elites like Bill Gates, so much of his foundation's money is spent on population control, it will blow your mind. Population control in the third world, where they're providing abortions like nobody's business to members of the third world, instead of trying to figure out ways for better government via representative republics like we have, their goal is just kill them, kill them.
Well, do you know the ironic thing, Brian, is that as a nation industrializes, its birth rate goes down to really below 2 kids per family. We've seen that in Europe. We're seeing it here in America with non-immigrant populations. And, but the problem is you have to have a middle class to achieve that zero birth rate, and that's not where we're going with cap and trade.
Yeah, and you know this because of your sociology background and teaching in that particular in that particular field. Exactly, and again, people are wondering, I thought this book's about the climate. Well, it is about the climate, but it's also a social and political commentary, and one of the things I do talk about is if we have a zero population growth policy in the United States whereby, you know, they start rewarding you via the tax code for having fewer children, and this is something that's being talked about behind the scenes, or penalizing you via the tax code if you have too many children. That might be a better way to explain it. You're still going to have sectors of the population that say, to heck with that, like, for example, all the Muslims. They don't care. Yasser Arafat himself said our greatest weapon will be the womb. He believed that would be their greatest weapon to take over the world, through the womb, through larger families. So this is all almost out of a sci-fi book. But the problem is, Dave, it's happening right now in the year 2010 before our very eyes.
What can we do about this?
At the end of my book, I talk about this interesting story I had with a gentleman. I received a handwritten letter from an elderly guy named Alan who wanted to tell me about his hero. And Alan was 85, and his hero, Stan, was 84. And in 1945... while fighting the Nazis in the bloody Battle of the Bulge, Stan was struck with a bullet and he was paralyzed. And despite his faith, he went on to marry a wonderful nurse and adopt a beautiful daughter and get his MBA and become a vice president for Bank of America. But what's interesting is Alan and Stan, they went to high school together, they went to college together, all of their training in the military was together, their deployment was together. I mean, that's very unusual. These guys were together from high school all the way into the Battle of the Bulge. And Alan wrote me and said, you know, Stan never complained about anything. He's my hero. These guys saw it all. They saw the Mauthausen concentration camp liberated. They saw General Patton in action, and they were there at the Battle of the Bulge. But it was interesting because I got this letter, and I said, I've got to have this guy on my program. We need to hear from him. So he came on the program, and as our time together on the radio concluded, I said, you've lived a very full life, Alan. You've seen it all. You've dodged the Nazi bullets. You shed the tears at Mauthausen. You returned home a hero. You raised a family with your beautiful wife. And now you're witnessing your very own country being so deceived. And here's what he said to me, and this was chilling, Dave. He said, Brian, it's 1938, and the U.S. is Germany. Now, that just hit me like a ton of bricks. And I realized we're in for the fight of our lives, and it all happens so fast here in the United States. And I know that whenever somebody compares what's happening in the White House to Nazi Germany, oh, you can't do that, that's off limits. Listen, I'm not talking about anybody going to concentration camps. I'm not talking about it. All I'm saying is let's make a comparison between the rise to power of this man and the decline and fall of a nation so quickly. Those are the parallels that Alan was making to me. This is all happening so fast, and the people in the United States of America are just so asleep at the wheel. But there is a remnant here. They're listening to you, Dave. They're reading the book Climate Gate. They're getting resources from other great patriots, and I'm proud to be amongst their ilk. We've got to get the word out. We've got to wake up in America. Dave, this is our last chance. We've got to wake people up.
No, it is our last chance. This is why I do this show every week. This is the show I don't have time to do, but I can't afford to do. I've got a 9-year-old kid, and I think you know what that means. I know you've got children. In fact, I want to give you a moment here before we leave the air to let you talk about Brian's kids, because I think it's a great endeavor. But we've got our kids, Brian, and they're not going to be living, if they get to live at all, in the same world we're living in. I mean, you talked about quotes of depopulation. Well, how about Henry Kissinger and UN playmate Ted Turner? Same thing. Same things. I mean, they're calling for a population across the planet, of the world, I should say, of 500 million people max.
I quote Ted Turner in the book. I don't quote Henry Kissinger, but I do damn Richard Nixon.
Yeah.
Richard Nixon started the EPA, and we need to know this. He started the Environmental Protection Agency with the stroke of a pen. There was no legislation to start the EPA. Tricky Dick did that with the stroke of a pen. My fear is that even if cap and trade is defeated in the Senate, that man in the White House right now will use his executive privilege to put forward machinations that will continue to take this country down. Now, what can we do? Well, I'm very encouraged. Every week I'm meeting more of these great patriots around the country who've decided to abandon everything to run for office. Now, some of them only have a prayer, but some of them have a tremendous chance. And I'm encouraged by these people. These are people who are beholden to constitutional principles. These are people unyielding in their faith. These are people who believe that our best days are indeed ahead, like Ronald Reagan once said. And so when I see these people, and I'm also encouraged, I have to tell you, Dave, there are 32 African Americans running as conservatives in congressional districts around the country. If they all won, the Congressional Republican Caucus would be bigger than that one that the Democrats have. There are great people from all flavors, all stripes, who are running for these offices. This is our great hope. We need to wake up. We need to fight hard for these people. We need to participate in their campaigns, answering the phones, making phone calls, knocking on the doors, doing whatever it takes. We've got a great coalition that's being established. Listen, we all believe in conservative principles. Some of us might have some different ideas on certain topics, but we're coming together, and we're going to change this country and return it to its founding principles. So, you know, these are the best of times in regards of the hope I feel, but the worst of times in terms of what's coming out of Washington, D.C. right now. But I'm hopeful as we arm ourselves with the truth, David. People read books like Climate Gate and some of the other ones out there, that we will be armed and ready to move forward and return this country to its founding principles.
Are you a proponent of anti-incumbency, or is that too simplistic?
Well, I'm looking at some of the incumbents we have in Congress, and there are some good guys. You know, I think to myself of Congressman No, a.k.a. Ron Paul. I'm thinking of Tom McClintock here in California. I'm thinking of Duncan Hunter down in Southern California. We've got a couple out of this state. That's about it. I'm looking at I'm looking at Michelle Bachmann. I was with her this weekend. I'm looking at Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee. I'm looking at patriots like this who are incumbents who we need to keep in office. But at the same time, there are a lot of folks, I'm sure you call them the same thing I do, rhinos, Republicans in name only, who need to be booted out of office because they've been an embarrassment to all of us. They're part and parcel of the problem we face today. We need to replace those with good, solid Americans who believe in the red, white, and blue.
ClimateGate. Tell everyone how to get it.
You can go to any of the online booksellers, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Borders, or you can go to my website, debatemealgore.com. Now, I don't sell the book. I just refer you to the online booksellers. WorldNet Daily is the publisher of the book. You can go to worldnetdaily.com. The bookstores, for the most part, have run out of these books. We're engaged in another printing. I know books are going to be shipped from the, they'll be shipped tomorrow from the distribution center to make sure bookstores around the country have these, but you can certainly order them through your bookstore. I'm hopeful this is going to make the New York Times bestseller list next week, which is very unusual for a first-time author. And Dave, I thank you for your great support, my friend.
Well, you're really welcome, but let's give out your website as well, too.
Yes, personal website is briansussman.com, and then again, the book is debatemealgore.com.
And you also have a talk show, and I'm assuming you live stream, and I know you probably have piqued the curiosity of our listening audience, so if they want to pop in and listen to you from wherever they're at in the country, how could they do that?
Well, yes, and let me just first say, you're on a great outlet, you're with a great network, and I appreciate all the stuff you guys doing. At the end of the day, we're all in this together.
Yes.
We're at KSFO.com, SFO like the airport, KSFO.com. It's an all-conservative lineup. Our morning show is certainly one of the top morning shows in the country, just in terms of ratings. That's the show I host from 5 to 9 a.m. We stream live around the world. It's interesting. Here we are. I'm broadcasting from Nancy Pelosi's front yard. I call it Sodom by the Sea. I mean, that's what I say on the air. I call it Sodom by the Sea.
No, but this is a family show.
Well, I'm using the biblical references here.
Okay.
But the point is, I broadcast from the kookiest place on planet Earth, and yet we have the number one talk station in the San Francisco Bay Area. Why? Because there are good men and women who want the truth, who listen to this broadcast, and we dish it up, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful place to be. And I'm just grateful for the opportunity to be on my own operation. But, you know, coming on great radio stations like yours with great hosts like yours, this has been so exciting over the last few weeks talking about the book ClimateGate.
Well, it's a great read, and I would encourage everybody to get it, the author, Brian Sussman, the book ClimateGate, and I would also encourage you to check out his radio show. I'm going to be checking in on you from time to time because I want to hear the good things that you're doing there. Brian, thanks so much for being gracious with your time. I know we held you way over, but there was just too much good information, too much important stuff that our audience needed to hear.
Dave, let's do it again. Godspeed to you, my friend, and God bless America.
Well, God bless you, too. Ladies and gentlemen, Brian Sussman. Thank you, Brian. Folks, that's it, Brian Sussman. And I tell you, not often am I speechless, but his command of the facts, his method of delivery, his message to all of us, we're in trouble. We're in a great deal of trouble. I'm not Chicken Little. My sky is not falling. But your power grid's about ready to. And just a note to my producer, Manny, let's go ahead and pull Annie up. And you're probably wondering, well, what did happen to Annie DeRiso tonight? Well, Annie and I had originally scheduled to do an hour. And she sent me a text here during the show. And let me read this to you. We had put a lot of work, and it takes a lot of work to do an hour of news, and especially the unusual stories that Annie is so good at finding. But let me read to you what she wrote here as I pull this up. She said, this is more important than the news. This is the most important show you have ever done. And, you know, I don't know if it's the most important show I've ever done or ever will do, but I will tell you this. If we don't act, it'll be the most important guest that we've never listened to. Last year, when I had on Tim Ball, Canadian scientist and professor, he laid out the fraud that's global warming. And he did a great job of it. But we've come a long way in the last 10 months. since we've had Tim Ball on. And Brian Sussman was so articulate, so right on the money, it's amazing. And Manny Curis, our crack producer of the Common Sense Show, has Annie DeRiso on, and let's go to Nashville and say hi to Annie. Hi, Annie, how are you?
Hi, Dave. I have to say that this has been one of the most important shows of all the radio shows I've ever heard you do. This was the most important. The information was astounding. My mouth is still hanging down around my knees. This was incredible.
It was. I'm still in stunned disbelief to...
Yeah.
Let me just tell you where my disbelief comes from, and I echoed this during the show. Yeah, in fact, Annie, I'm going to have to hold that thought where my disbelief came from. We're going to go into our last break. And when we come back, our under-the-radar news correspondent, Annie DeRiso, will join me. And we'll share our thoughts and tell you what's coming up next week.
It only took a minute for my finger to find my daily dose of destiny under my sign.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Well, the topic tonight on the Common Sense Show was global warming. And you probably recognize that tune there on the background music is Bad to the Bone. Well, all these guys for global warming are bad to the bone, right from Al Gore down on. Real quickly here, I want to mention that we're having a pledge drive here on RBN. And if you'd like to donate, you can call 1-800-724-2719 from 10 to 6 Central. And if that doesn't work for you, just go online to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge any amount. It would be greatly appreciated to keep this great programming on. on the air. In fact, let me mention this to you, too. If you like the kind of show that you heard tonight, and we're going to talk in a moment here about what's coming up, then I would encourage you to tell your friends and neighbors to go to your local radio station. Now, we're going to be very aggressive here at Republic, and we're going to be in a real growth mode, and I can't really say more than that, but you can help us. We want to put these kinds of programs to get the word out to as many people as possible. So I really want to encourage all of you. Call your local program director and say, hey, you need to hear this guy, Dave Hodges' Common Sense Show, or any of the other great programs we have, like John Stadtmiller's Intelligence, in the National Intel Report, Ernie Hancock's show, Declare Your Independence. Go and tell these people to pick up our shows so we can educate the rest of the country. Anyway, Annie, you made quite the sacrifice because you put hours into researching the news, and you send me a text during the show saying you need to keep this guy on for as long as possible.
Yeah.
And the thing is, the stuff you had was great. We don't have time to get into it now, but I do want to mention, Annie, that to the audience, that you're going to be back in your regular slot next week in the first half hour, where I hope we can pick up some of those stories. And by the way, we have a special show next week, too, don't we?
Oh, yes, we do.
We've always wondered, how do the power elite control so many of the key representatives in Washington? Well,
yep.
We have someone coming on the air named Nick Bryant, who has documented how some politicians are compromised from day one in the sex slave trade as recipients. And I think in the year and a half that I've been on this network, I've built up some credibility. I don't bring on kooks, and if I did, I would admit the mistake and quickly usher them off the air. But so far, I haven't. But Annie, you and I both know from talking to our late friend, Bill Pollack, this has actually been fairly common news beneath the covers through many intel circles, hasn't it?
Ever since videotape was invented.
Yes, but in particular, with this event that we're going to bring out next week, it will really tell people, why do they vote for things like national health care when they know it's not good for the country? Why do they vote for things like cap and trade when they know it's going to basically destroy our energy grid? Why do they do these things? Well, so
it's
many
not
of them,
just so, yeah, it's not just so they can get a bridge in their state.
No, that's a little extra bone, but the real prize is to keep their name off the front page. You know, once
control.
A politician is caught with a boy in his bed, let me be blunt, there's no going back. They are
exactly.
Owned forever. And next week, with Nick Bryant, we're going to explore just how that happens and where they get the supply of these children for the world's sex slave trade that in part incorporates some of our Washington's finest. Will absolutely stun you and shock you. Anyway, Annie, I'm almost speechless over the show we had tonight. What courage Brian Sussman has. He's a regional media figure. He's a national media figure. He's an author trying to sell a book, and he's talking about Agenda 21 and depopulation. Nothing short of stunning.
We didn't even get to talk about Obama that much.
No, we really didn't. But you know what? We'll have to do that in our news segment next week. Folks, there's the music. We're out of time, but we want to have you join us next week when we'll unveil a lot of secrets when Nick Bryant occurs, and Annie will be back in her normal time slot. Go out and have a great week, and God bless.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog.